This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Daf Mem Hei Omid Beis discussed a very interesting question about two partners who own a field that's not really divisible. It's not big enough to divide. And they assered each other in Hana. So, you know, I could use it, but you're not allowed to get Hana from me, and I'm not allowed to get Hana from you. So there's a machlokes. Can I go onto the field? Could you go onto the field? If I go on, maybe I'm using your half and you're using my half. So the Chachamim say, no, you can't go. If you're not allowed to get Hana from me, you can't go on the field. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, you could go on the field. Because when I go on, Huvra Davala Mafreya, this is my usage of it. And when you go on, retroactively, it clarifies that this is your usage of the field. Basically, the Gemara seems to say it's dependent on Breira. And as the Ran asks, we know, in general, we say Ein Breira by Dairaisa. We say Ein Breira by Dairaisa. So the Ran gives a very important principle. The Ran on the bottom of Mem Hayomid Bey says that in general we say Ein Breira, that's when you need to clarify something fundamental. But if you only need to clarify something minor, then it could be clarified at a later date. Yeah, it could be clarified at a later date. So it's interesting that not all the Rishonim learn like the Ran. Let me see if we could bring this up. The Ramban seems to say, right, because the Ran's kasha is, how could we hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who seems to hold Yesh Breira, and yet we know that we hold Ein Breira by Dairaisa. The Ramban seems to have a different take on the sugya, and where it would make a difference, halach lemaisa, is when it comes to sukkahs. Let's say the kehila owns an esrog. Could each member of the kehila make a bracha on the esrog? Or when it's each person's turn, the rest of the city has to be makneh to the guy, his esrog. L'chayra, according to the Ran, if let's say the whole shul owns an esrog, when it comes Yankel's turn to pick up the esrog, so when he picks it up, it's retroactively clear that this is his ownership in the esrog to pick it up at this time and to use it for the mitzvah of sukkahs, and we don't need all the other members of the city to be maknet to him at that moment. They're part of the esrog. No, they all own the esrog. It's not divisible. And when each one picks it up, retroactively, it's clarified that this is their share in the esrog. And we don't need any act of division here. It would be effective. We're going to go straight to the Tshuvas HaRashba. Let's see if we could. Let's go to the Tshuvas HaRashba. It's found in the Tor, Simen Tafresh Nun Ches, Hilchos Lulav, Halacha Tes. Ma Shenoyagim B'makom She'ein Esrog Matzai. That which the custom is, where Esrog are not frequent. Shekol HaKol Koinen Esrog B'Shutfis, that the whole Tzibor is Koina and Esrog in partnership. V'yoytzin boy, and their yoytzi, Pirish Rashbam, Kivan Shekanuhu Kedei. The Rashbam explains, since they bought it in order to be yoytzi, Mistama have a kilo Pirishu, it's as if they clarify, Shekol HaKol Noisim Chalkam, that the whole tzibur gives their chilek l'chomi shenoyto latzisba, to anyone who picks it up to be yoytze, amenah sheyachziru lohem, on condition that whoever picks it up returns it to them, kivan de be'inyan achen yichem latzisba, since there's no other way to be yoytze. It's interesting, he quotes the Rashbam. the Ktzos HaChoshen, brings from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashba, Nar Chaim Simin Tafresh Nunches, Esroig Shal Shutfim, Behainu Esroig Hakal, the Yoit Simbai, Misham Breira, your Yoit Simbai because of Breira, Behainu Misham Damrino Resh Parakha Shutfim, Shanadru, the Savri Chachamim, Bishaloi Nichnas. The Chachamim say that they're entering their own domain. Each one is entering their own domain. It's really the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The Kasav Shamharan, Daha Koinamos Mafgia Midei Shibud, Vehela Shamisham Breira, that Shutfim is like a Kinyan Haguf. Each one has an ownership of the object itself at the time you're using it. And Vehavalei Kamoi, the Achar Shala Atzmi, Bain Shamba Urach. Basically, the way the Ktzos is understanding this Shita of the Rashba is that, aligned with the understanding of the Ran, that when two partners both have rights to a certain thing that cannot be cut in half, at the time that each one is using it, we utilize the principle of Breira to say that it turns out this was my usage of it. And in that case, each partner should be able to make a bracha on it, even if I'm not makna it to you, because of the principle of Breira. There's another ramification of this, and namely, the Rama paskins that if you own real estate with a guy, if you're a partner with a guy in a piece of land, so then the house, the doorway, is exempt from mezuzah. That's the psak of the Rama. You own a home together with a guy, it's pater from mezuzah. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, wait a second, according to the Ran, if two partners own something that's indivisible, then at the time that the Jewish person uses it, it shows that this is his rights in it, and then it should be chayvim mezuzah. And basically, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, indeed, according to the way the Ran learns the sugya, it would be chayvim mezuzah. He says, over here, look in the second line, mashikos Ran nedarim, the chaygavna kaimelon yesh be'erav, v'zem b'sham shav, v'zem b'shalai, kimen derubay misbarei meikara. Whenever the majority has been clarified to begin with, umiyutay b'soifen, and a little bit is clarified in the end, accordingly, for this reason, should be chayvim mezuzah. Debeshasha yisom mishtameish kuloi shalei lagamri. At the time the Jew uses it, he's using his entirely. So therefore, vim haya hadin kain, memela hu hadin biyisrael v'nachir shesachar bayis b'shutfis. If a Jew and a guy rent a house in partnership, ve'im boi din chaluka, and it can't be divided, umishtamshim lizmanim chalukim, and they take turns using it, the chay b'mezuzah, because at the time that the Jew uses it, Breira says this is his rights. So according to the Ran, the Shita, the Psak of the Rama would not hold true. Because according to the Ran, when something is able to be, when two people own something in partnership and it's not divisible, then at the time the Jew uses it, it turns out it's his. The Ramban has a different take on this. The Ramban learns that the reason why I could use my half of the field and you could use your half of the field is not because of Breira. Breira is when it is unclear about how something will play out, but once it plays out, we say that's what it was intended to be like to begin with. The Ramban says this is not what's happening when two partners have a field. He says it's not kebreira da'alma. It's not davar shaloi nisbar metchila v'yisbar lebesoif. The way it works is partners when two partners own something, this is how they navigate it. They navigate it by me using it sometimes and you using it sometimes. So we say that since this is the way that partners utilize a field, we treat it as if I'm entering mine and you're entering yours. But it's not that we don't both own it. We do both own it. But since that's how partners are able to split a field, that's not called I'm giving you Hana and you're giving me Hana. It's we both have rights to it. And when I'm using it, this is my rights. Not that it's later clarified what was mine to begin with. Let's see if we could understand this. But if you, let's say, learn an approach like that, then in fact, you would be pater from mezuzah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that you could rely on this Ramban, that the Ramban says it's not really midin brera. Brera would say that at the time I'm using it, it's mine. No, that's not how it works. So long as we don't divide it, we're partners. It's just regarding Nedarim, we'll say Brera to allow me to use it and to allow you to use it, because really, the fact that we both own it means that we both have certain rights to it. So my nether is not going to answer you and your nether is not going to answer me, but it doesn't mean this is mine when I use it and when you use it, it's entirely yours. It's just the working relationship that we allow. See, according to the Ran, Brera actually makes it that when I'm using it, it's totally mine. According to that, it would be Chayiv b'mezuzah. According to that, if the city owns an Esrog, then everyone can make a bracha on it because it's actually theirs. The Ramban learns it's not actually theirs, it's just an arrangement that we allow. So Kivegar says you could be Soimech on the Ramban, and that's what the Rama is, and that's why if a Jew owns real estate together with a guy, it would be exempt from mezuzah. The Ran learns that after I use my share, that shows this was entirely mine. The Ramban says, no, it doesn't go so far. The Ramban learns that the word Brera is a borrowed term. It's not a precise term. Well, if it's not precise, then we don't say each one has complete ownership over it. So it would be then putter from mezuzah. And in that case, maybe the Esrog arrangement would not necessarily work. Because when I'm using it, I'm not using something that's entirely mine, and Esrog has to be Shalai. So, let's see if we could read the Ramban inside, exactly how he's learning if it's not really Brera. The Ramban says, Amr Rav Huna halach Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, v'chein Amr Lezer halach Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, hadin hu maskana d'shmaita. This is the conclusion. V'kaimelan kevasei, v'af agav d'ashka chanei l'ravina, d'hu basra, even though we hold that Ravina, who is the later Amoira, we find in Baba Kama Perk Shoshanaga Chasapara that they make the Machlokes of Lezmer Yaakov Rabbanon Yesh Brera or Ain Brera. Rabbi Lezmer Yaakov says Yesh Brera. And Haile Dinafshe Ka'avid, Haile Dinafshe Ka'azel. Each one is going in their share. And the Rabbanon hold Ain Brera. And we hold, in general, B'dairaisa Ain Brera. Still, our Maskana of the Gemara stands that we will say Brera here because we don't find any Amoram arguing. So why do we say Brera here, and even though we don't say it elsewhere? Says the Ramban, the Hocha Lav Midi Deloy is Barer Ha'idna Umisbar LaMacharhu. There's nothing that is not clear now that gets clarified later. Dinema, that we should say Ivrara Milsa LaMafreya, that it becomes clarified retroactively. Dikahashtahu, that this is how it was now. It's just a Chatzar She'ein Badin Chaluka. It's a Chatzar that is not divisible. V'chochad mishtamish b'kula, each one uses the whole thing. V'kivan d'shutfim kai gavna harve tashmishasayu mehashta, since this is how partners use it. I'm sorry, v'kivan d'shutfim kai gavna harve tashmishasayu, this is how partners use it. Mehashta aminon kemand ayol enafshayu. It's as if I'm going into my share. Since partners, the way they, even though they both own the whole thing together, but the way that plays out is I use it sometimes and you use it sometimes, even though when I'm using it, I'm using yours and you're using mine. But that's how we navigate a field that we both own. It's as if, it's not actually like the way the Ran says. The Ran says, Breira says, when I use it, that is Kulay Shali. When you use it, it's Kulay Shali. The Ramban says, no, it doesn't actually make it entirely mine and actually make it entirely yours. It's just that this is how our partnership plays out. And it's not called I'm getting Hana from you or you're getting Hana from me, because the way partnership plays out is I use it sometimes and you use it sometimes. Shem Tesser Olav Nimsa Zem Moitzi Oysay Mechatzerai. We don't say, it's as if I'm going into my share, my half, and I'm not using yours. Because if it became usher to the other guy, then he's taking it out of the other person's domain. Listen carefully. If we're going to say that it becomes usher to the other partner, then one guy is ushering someone else. And I can't usher your stuff on you. You have ownership here, so I can't usher your stuff on you. So Ramban is saying slightly different than the Ran. The Ramban seems to be able to navigate this issue, even if we don't say that when I use it, it's entirely mine. It's just I have the ability to use it because you can't usher my property on me. I'm allowed to use it. And if I'm allowed to use it, then I have rights. And if I have rights, you can't usher my rights on me. It's not that it huvro davar lemafreya, it becomes mine entirely. It's since I have rights, you can't usher my rights on me. According to this Ramban, then, if there's a partnership between a Jew and a guy in real estate, it would be pater from mezuzah. Because this whole idea is always germane to nedarim. It has no application by mezuzah. Because at the end of the day, we both own it. If we both own it, it's not chayv in mezuzah. Or I can't be yoytze with the esroid because it's not entirely mine. You also own part of it. The Ran says, no. Breira says, when I'm using it, at that moment, it's kulay shali. The Ramban says, no. We're partners. We're both allowed to use it. And I just don't have the capacity to asr on you what's yours. But when it comes to a mezuzah or an esroid, I don't completely own it, I wouldn't be able to make a bracha, likely that you would be pater and mezuzah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Stay tuned for upcoming scheduling. Hopefully Tuesday night, we might do Sunday night, the Mem Vav Amud Aleph, okay? Shkoyach. Kol
tov. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks a lot. Kol tov. Have a great day.
Quick question, when the concept of the retroactive clarification,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.